Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Well, by now you've probably picked up on the theme of the day. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday. All of our propers and the hymns all have some sort of shepherd imagery wove into them that point to Christ Jesus, our Good Shepherd. Regarding our gospel text this morning, Martin Luther once wrote that Jesus is teaching us a parable of three different kind of preachers and teachings that reside in the Christian church on earth. That way we can correctly determine which are the true teachings of the Holy Spirit by the help of the Holy Spirit. Three different teachings, but only one of them leads to eternal life. The first type of teaching comes from those whom Jesus calls thieves and robbers. These are the preachers who are dressed in, they are wolves dressed in sheep's clothing. And they climb over the walls or over the fence, get into the sheepfold by deceit. And their aim is to deceive and steal the sheep. Jesus is referring to the false teachers of his day and our day as well. Outwardly, these preachers appear to be good and faithful, but they attempt to impersonate the voice of the Good Shepherd. And as they impersonate, their words are poisonous and deadly. They have deadly teachings, preaching cleverly devised myths, human wisdom, and human tradition, all that appeal to our human sinful hearts. These teachings not only destroy your soul, they land you in eternal damnation. And there are way too many of these deceptive teachings to name, but at the root of every one of them is the serpent's words back in the Garden of Eden, asking, "Did God really say?" And then the serpent outright claims or denies the authority of God's word. But as Missouri Lutheran Christians, we believe, teach, and confess that all of God's word as recorded in Holy Scripture is God's very own divinely inspired, inerrant, and authoritative word. The Bible doesn't merely contain some of God's word, but the whole entire Bible is God's word. It's his word in law and gospel. Not just the parts of the Bible that you agree with, not those parts of the Bible that make you feel good. No, every jot and tittle, every dot and iota of the Bible is God's authoritative word. And it is by the power of the Holy Spirit working through this word and through the sacraments that your good shepherd comes to you and makes you lie down in green pastures and leads you beside the still waters. He restores your soul and leads you in paths of righteousness for his name's sake, bestowing upon you faith, forgiveness of sins, and salvation. God does this all, God the Holy Spirit, through word and sacrament. He guides and comforts you through this very present valley of the shadow of death. He strengthens you in times of adversity. This good shepherd doesn't just come by and dump his gifts on you at one point. No, he continually comes to you again and again, giving all who believe his goodness and mercy, not only in this life, but in the life to come. Now, the thieves and robbers of the world say that the Bible was written by ancient and primitive people, so they really have no meaning in our modern context. They say that the Bible is on the wrong side of history. They say that the Bible is full of misogyny, bigotry, prejudice, and injustice. And if you're going to use the Bible, just take those parts that seem good to you and throw the rest away. Well, St. Paul would have you know that such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. And by smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the hearts of the naive. God's word is the voice of the Good Shepherd. The word become flesh and dwells among us, and he speaks to you through God's word. And you hear the voice of the Good Shepherd in the proclamation of the gospel. You hear the voice of the Good Shepherd wrapped around the waters of holy baptism. And you hear the voice of the Good Shepherd wrapped in humble bread and wine in the sacrament of the altar. God's word is not a smorgasbord or buffet where you go through the line and you pick and choose which parts you like and which parts you're going to leave behind. No, God's word, recorded in the Bible, is the whole counsel of God. It is sufficient to make you wise unto salvation, training you to live a Christian life before God and also before your neighbor. The second type of teaching, it comes from preachers who not necessarily oppose Christ, but in their own ignorance, possibly, they distort the word of Christ so that the people in the pews trust in their own works and deeds for salvation, teaching them that works righteousness is acceptable to God. These preachers are also thieves and robbers just as much as the first group. To be a true preacher in the office of holy ministry, the preacher must be a gatekeeper for the Good Shepherd, keeping the sheep in shelter and protecting them from the thieves and robbers, not allowing strangers to break in and murder, rob, and steal. And then the gatekeeper opens the door so that the Good Shepherd may enter in. And the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. But being a gatekeeper for the Lord is not for the faint of heart. In his epistle letter to St. James writes, "Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness, for we all stumble in many ways." This is most certainly true. I stumble in many ways. You've seen it plenty, and if you don't believe me, my children and grandchildren, my wife are here, ask them. I'm no perfect, no more perfect, no more holy than anyone seated here this morning. Like you, I depend on the Good Shepherd to feed me daily by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Yet, for your sake and good order of the church, I have humbly been called into the office. But God has a warning for the gatekeeper and the sheep alike. Any parish pastor who does not rightly divide law and gospel, one who does not purely proclaim the gospel of Christ crucified, does not preach Christ crucified for you, for the forgiveness of your sins, life, and salvation, that man is a thief and a liar, or and a robber, a liar too, but a thief and a robber. Any pastor who allows you to trust in your own good works, reason, and strength, rather than trusting in Christ crucified, that is a problem. He is a hindrance to the gospel and restrains the sheep from coming to the Good Shepherd. That man will be judged accordingly. The faithful gatekeeper and pastor is nothing more than a servant of the Good Shepherd. And that Good Shepherd, as you well know, is Christ Jesus. And he himself alone is that third type of preacher and his teachings. You see, the gatekeeper has no power of his own, The gatekeeper can neither create faith nor grant salvation of his own accord. The gatekeeper only opens the door for our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They do all the work. You merely sit here and receive, being fed and nourished by the Good Shepherd. The gatekeeper is a servant of the Good Shepherd who warns against the sheep, who warns the sheep against the thieves and the robbers and their false teachings, their deception. The gatekeeper does not proclaim his own word, but he proclaims the word of the true shepherd, providing a place for them, opening the door to them, opening the door so that the true shepherd, in the preaching of the law, can call you to repentance. And then that shepherd can point you to Christ, who alone can soothe your sin-sick soul with his gospel and save you from death and damnation. The gatekeeper opens the door for the true shepherd in faithful preaching and teaching wherever Christ, and that is where Christ feeds his sheep in word and sacrament. This place right here, granting you faith, restoring your soul, renewing you in righteousness, leading you in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The gatekeeper pastor also reminds the sheep that God's law is his good and gracious will for your life. What does that mean? Well, it means even though you cannot keep God's commandments perfectly, and even though you know that your works and deeds do not count towards your forgiveness or salvation, God still requires that you do your best and try. Because you have been renewed by the Holy Spirit. And because you have the Holy Spirit, the Christian is obligated to do good works. You're to keep the law, but not trust in the law. You trust alone in Christ. And Christ alone will keep and comfort you in his pasture. Jesus says, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Of all the sayings and promises of Jesus, this is one that is very often abused. Prosperity preachers use this verse to say that Jesus wants to make you healthy, wealthy, and wise on this side of heaven, that you won't have any problems, that you'll have abundance of toys and treasures in this world. Happiness, no sorrow. But apart from the crucified and risen Christ, there is no salvation or eternal life. Eternal life in Christ is received and possessed by faith. Eternal life is therefore not only a future gift, but is also the life that you have been given now in the present act of believing. It's knowing and trusting the true Christ that Jesus was sent into the world, into your life, and on the last day, he will transform your lowly body to be like his glorious body, to live with him in his kingdom forever. So you, dear Christian, regardless of your income, your zip code, or social status, because you are in Christ, you are living an abundant life today. Something that is not bought with gold or silver, but with Christ's precious blood. Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep." Jesus himself alone is both the good shepherd and he is also the door. The door referencing his word and the administration of his sacraments through which he comes to you and makes himself known. Just as a first century Middle Eastern shepherd cared and tended his flock, Christ Jesus cares and tends for you in his word and sacrament. And by the Holy Spirit working through these means, the Good Shepherd guides and leads, feeds and keeps you in this life and the life to come. When you remain in the Good Shepherd, that is trusting and believing in him, like newborn lambs, you grow to recognize the voice of the Good Shepherd in knowledge and in faith. You are strengthened to endure trials and tribulations, all while bearing fruits of faith, teaching and serving and helping others in acts of compassion, good works and deeds, all flowing out of the love of the one who first loved you, serving your neighbor just as God in Christ has served you. Now, perhaps you're insulted by being called a sheep. And it is true, there's much that can be said about the intelligence of a sheep. They don't have many defensive capabilities. But our Creator, back in creation, gave sheep a very special trait. That trait is their hearing. For everything that sheep lack in talents, they make up in their sense of hearing. They're sensitive to subtle and distinct sounds. It allows them to identify the calls from the shepherd, the calls from their fellow sheep, and recognize the presence of predators. They recognize their shepherd's voice while discriminating against all others who pose as shepherds. The Lord God is your shepherd. You shall not be in want. In Christ Jesus, you have abundant life right now, even if it doesn't look like it. Jesus is your Savior, your good shepherd. And when the shepherd speaks through his word, the door is open and you hear his voice, freeing you from fear and terror of sickness and death in this life, comforting you so that you can look to God in Christ for comfort and grace. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." And as St. Peter tells us, Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live in righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but now have returned to the shepherd and the overseer of your souls. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen. The peace of God surpasses all understanding. Guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.